It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I'm looking forward to just being humiliated another time this week. Adding it to my arsenal.
Oh, honey.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did.
Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello, this is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen. My watermelon might be murdering me. I think the guy at the computer store is going to see my butt pimple. Today is my Peloton arrival day.
And I'm Bethany, your orange iced tea drinking, hair French braiding. I'm breaking out on my cheeks from sweating underneath my face mask, friend.
And every week, Bethany and I get together to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're talking about.
I am inspired by a new podcast I've been listening to called Ghost Adventures Adventures, and it's my friend's podcast spinoff where they watch every episode of Ghost Adventures. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the show Ghost Adventures and also new things that I discovered about its leading protagonist, Zach Bagans. What about you, Kathleen? What are you talking about today?
I'm talking about how my husband called me out on my very bad behavior, and I'm so happy he did. Plus, and that's a big plus sign, soul-crushing Judge Judy quotes to shut down someone who's trying to take advantage of you.
I always wonder where you get your ideas, because you have the best ideas, especially when it comes to like the personal topic for the week. How did you come upon Judge Judy quotes?
Well, there's this thing that's happening where I have been putting my family's needs ahead of my marriage needs. And so I'm going to get really real about that. And then I was like, okay, if someone were in my position, how would they combat like their family asking them to do too much sometimes? And I was like, you know what? What would Judge Judy do? WWJJD.
Yeah.
And I came up with these amazing comeback quotes that she has said to people in her courtroom over the years. And I'm just going to memorize a whole slew of them and then just say it to people randomly when I don't like what they're telling me.
I have a feeling that Judge Judy, like, I wonder the progression of her not having any tolerance for crap. Like, you know, no one is born that way.
Yeah.
I imagine like being in the judicial system will do it for you, and literally being in a position where you have to say yes or no.
Yes.
But
I think it's her shtick. I wonder if she was like this before she was on TV. I imagine she was to a certain degree, or else they wouldn't have given her a TV show.
But she probably amped it up.
Or maybe Barbara Walters, her BFF. Did you know that? They're BFFs?
No.
Maybe Barbara Walters, her BFF, is like, I have to be like a very civil journalist. So Judy, please just rip people new ones on my behalf.
Yeah, do what I can't do. That's amazing. Good for you.
Let's talk about computers for a second.
Yes. So fair warning, this podcast may just stop and you may just hear like a completely different podcast where, I don't know, I do it with you over the phone or something. What's going on with your computer?
So my computer has died and I'm really pissed because it's a MacBook Pro that's only 4 years old. I got it in September of 2016. So in terms of computer age, that's not that old. If it were a phone, that would be ancient, but it's not that old. But here's the thing. A year after getting it, my ceiling fell on it and it like dented the computer, but it's been working fine for 3 years.
I forgot about when your ceiling fell in.
Yeah, when my ceiling fell in, it dented my computer. And of course, like you go to the Apple store and they're like, so what's this dent from? I was like, I don't know. I've never even noticed that before.
Exactly. The genius bar woman once was like, your screen is broken because there's all these little teeth marks in the corner. And I was like, yeah, I know my cat ate the screen. I know that's why it's broken. That's what I told you when I brought it in. You don't have to remind me that my cat tried to kill my screen. Like, we all know what's going on here. Please carry on.
So this is going to be a huge expense because MacBook Pros now, they cost so much money. I mean, they're infinitely better. I was checking them out in the store and the software is better and they're so much faster. And really, it would be better to have one of these new machines for producing a podcast from home. But oh man, it's going to hurt my wallet. And so Bethany, we were like contacting our accountant, trying to figure out maybe how we could like, you know, work the system.
I know. And like going to your accountant, if you're trying to work the system, is probably the worst person to go to because like they're going to do what is legally permissible. Whereas we're trying to work the system. Yeah. So we probably should have gone to someone's cousin.
You know, so we can work the system that way. I mean, truth be told, I'm very lucky that it lasted this long after my ceiling fell on it. I called my renter's insurance, which is a bunch of malarkey. They wouldn't replace my computer after the ceiling fell on it because if a plane flew into my building, they would replace my computer then. The ceiling like wasn't covered in my policy.
That's insane.
It's crazy talk. I know, right? Insurance companies, that out to get you.
Oh, I know. I'm about to stop my pet insurance. You're paying a lot of money for nothing that they cover.
I know.
They don't cover anything unless your pet goes into cardiac arrest and you have to go to the emergency pet room. They'll cover that, but anything else they don't cover.
It's bullshit. And of course your cat's going to get sick as soon as you cancel your insurance. Fully. That's how it works.
Fully. And they just raised my premium by $17 a month per cat.
Get the hell out. Do they think you're a millionaire?
They think I made a money.
So, you know, last week when you were talking about your Best Buy warranty that had expired or something like that, we actually had a taste bud who called in this week who said she went to buy a new light fixture for her house and blah, 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 blah. She gets it home and the light bulbs that she had purchased at the store were dead light bulbs that someone put their old light bulbs back into the new package and returned it back to the store. And that's how that person was working the system, which is shitty.
That's what we need to learn to do. We just got to learn to work the system. So you said that a new computer was going to cost something like $6,000.
Yeah, a new MacBook Pro costs like $6,000. I mean, Bethany, if you need one too, then we can work the system.
Work the system.
But if you don't need one, I'll pony up and just pay for out of pocket for one.
Oh, it sucks. Yeah, I don't need one.
But do you need one?
But I'd like to work the system.
So all of this said, I just want to say that I've dropped my computer off now at like the independent fixer to see if they can try and do something. And I'm pretty sure he's going to see a butt pimple that is, I took, do you ever have a pimple in a place you can't see and then you use your phone to take a picture of that pimple and then it's in your iCloud and then you forget and you drop your computer off at somebody to fix it and then they're going to see your butt?
Absolutely I do.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. When I got a new phone, they were like, you want us to transfer everything over from the old phone to the new phone? And I was like, yeah, but are you going to look at all of my things?
Yeah.
And he was like, I promise I won't look at all of your things. And I knew he was looking at all of my things.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's looking at all your nudie pics.
All of my things.
You know, like when you take a crotch shot to check out that ingrown hair close-up magnified.
So moral of the story is you're using your old computer and it's making a lot of whirring noises that we're concerned about.
Yeah, so if it sounds like I'm recording this podcast next to, you know, a windmill, that's why you know, gentle listener. Bethany, what's up with you lately?
I want to thank the Taste Buds for an amazing dance party that we had last week.
Yeah.
We had 94, I think, people come.
Yes.
We raised almost $1,200 total.
Yeah.
We are donating that money today. It's all going to this amazing organization called the National Black Trans Advocacy Coalition. And their mission is to help improve the Black transgender human experience by overcoming violence and injustice in the world through the power, value, and love of all people. They are just an amazing organization. And so we're really excited to be able to donate. And it's all because of our Taste Buds. And the dance party was fun. I asked Dennis afterwards, I'm like, is this what like having fun is? He's like, yes.
I know, Bethany, you met your social quota for the month.
I know.
At our dance party. It was so fun, just like moving our bodies and dancing like crazy people. I was jumping around my room. So were you, Bethany. You were dressed like a 90s goth, which was very appropriate for our 90s dance party.
Thank you.
Some people brought their kids, you know, to our dance party. It was really fun. Then there was an after party. And I've said it before, but I'll say it 1,000 times again. If you're not a part of our Facebook fan group and you are looking for a community, you know, our tagline for this podcast is, if you've ever felt like you don't belong, you belong with us. There's truly an amazing group. There's an amazing community on Facebook for this podcast.
Yeah. And also, we had so many people reach out to me because I talked last week about how my eating disorder is back, and just a lot of really wonderful people reached out and, you know, just gave their love and a little bit of advice. And one taste bud, I don't know if she wants me to use her name or not, but I don't know. We'll say her name is Leah.
It's a good name.
Thanks. And she was great and just sent like a very supportive email. So things are good over on this side of the river. Things are good over on that side of the river.
Yeah, they are. Bethany, can I just say you look stunning without makeup on today.
Really?
Yes, you look beautiful.
Thank you. I feel like my eyes disappear when I don't wear eye makeup.
You're so stunning. I love it. And look at your bangs. They're just like sort of natural. I love it.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Can I tell you something that you inspired me to do last week when you were being very open about struggling with your eating disorder again?
Yeah, absolutely.
You inspired me to go through my closet and take out everything that no longer fits. And yeah, my closet looks a little bit sparser now. And I didn't throw the stuff away. I kind of just put it into storage to figure out what I'm going to do with it later. But opening up my closet and seeing things that I can actually just put on my body and wear because they fit is an amazing experience.
I don't even know what that feels like because I hold on to so much stuff because I love it, or it has a memory, or it's new and I feel guilty getting rid of it. You know, like, it must feel so liberating to know that everything you're looking at is something you could wear.
Yeah, you could just put it on your body right now and it's going to fit and it's going to be comfortable. It's highly recommend to all the buds out there.
Maybe that's what I'll do tonight as I drink my last of the white wine that I have in my freezer.
In your freezer? You keep on wine in your freezer, girl.
Yeah, I like it nice and chilled. I like it cold. I like it as cold as my ice black heart.
Yeah, that's a temperature I could get down with. Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
I was commenting on how beautiful you look today with no makeup on, but you did behind the scenes tell me that you actually have one piece of makeup on.
Yes, actually the only makeup I'm wearing today is my Anastasia Beverly Hills Brow Wiz.
Ah, you know, nothing makes my face feel more put together than having some color in my eyebrow. Do you remember the days when nobody filled in their eyebrows?
Yeah, because we were over plucking our eyebrows and making them disappear.
I look at pictures from those days and I'm like, I look like a freaking ghost. But now I use the brow definer every day because the little triangular tip on the Anastasia of Beverly Hills brow definer, it helps me outline my brows and fills in that section where I overplucked in eighth grade.
Totally. And I use the Brow Wiz. It's the number one US brow product. It has a spoolie on one end. It lets you add little details. So if you want to add little singular hair strokes to make it look like your brows are fuller, you can do that. Plus, they have their clear brow gel, which kind of goes over everything. It lasts all day, and it's a flexible hold. Plus, it has hyaluronic acid, so you get that nice plumping effect.
I mean, brows are more essential than ever because you're on Zoom calls every day, and you're FaceTiming with your friends. Anastasia Beverly Hills, I've used a lot of brow products in my life. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite brow product, hands down.
Absolutely, same.
Gentle listener, your eyebrows, they need some love too.
Yeah. They define your face. So go to AnastasiaBeverlyHills.com today and use the promo code TASTE to get 15% off your first order.
Again, that's Anastasia, A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I-A, BeverlyHills.com to get 15% off of your first order. Just use the promo code TASTE at checkout. Honestly, my mom said my face looked better than it normally does.
That was rude and nice.
With my eyebrows, yeah. Thank you, Anastasia.
Kathleen, what do you know about the television program Ghost Adventures?
I know that your sister calls it Ghosty Boys.
Yes,
right?
My sister calls it Ghosty Boys. Yes.
And it's hosted by Zach Baggins, the internet / TV / paranormal world's favorite frat boy.
Yes, very well. Yes, good. Anything else?
And it was canceled, right? It's not on anymore?
Oh, no, it's very much on.
What channel? Travel Channel?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. Okay, you know a lot. And I ask you that because I want to get a gauge for what people's general knowledge is about this show.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get too far into the weeds, into like the specificities of like, why did Nick leave? And like, you know, are they all still talking? You know, and like, is Zach really wearing JNCOs? Or like, did he change brands of pants?
Wait, does he really wear JNCOs on that show?
It appears that he was in the beginning. I haven't done a deep dive into his wardrobe. But again, I was inspired to do this topic because one of my favorite podcasts is called Guide to the Unknown. It's a brother-sister team named Kristen and Will, and they just started another podcast called Ghost Adventures. And so I've been listening to, I think there's four or five episodes out now. And it just reminded me how much I love Ghosty Boys. And so I'm going to kind of fill the layperson in mm-hmm. on interesting things about this show, while hopefully also giving people who love the show new tidbits of information they didn't know beforehand.
I love this. And I know a lot of taste buds have started watching this show because you talk about it so much. So you know what, Bethany? I want you to give me your best elevator pitch for why I should be watching Ghosty Boys.
My elevator pitch is going to last roughly 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, but we got stuck in the elevator. So here we are. Okay. So Ghost Adventures is one of those programs where they chase ghosts. And it started based on a documentary that Zach Bagans, Nick Groff, and Aaron Goodwin did together.
Yeah.
That was played on the Travel Channel, and then it ended up spinning off into a TV show.
Was this a documentary that they just made on their own? They were like, hey, dudes, let's make this documentary. And the Travel Channel was like, yeah, this is kind of cool. We'll play this.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it was. And for a very long time, the intro to the show told their backstory. Like, you know how the theme song to Gilligan's Island tells the story of how they were like on a 3-hour tour and then they got stuck on this island and like whoosh, like we all get brought up to date?
Yes.
Here's the original intro to Ghost Adventures. My name is Zach Bagans. I never believed in ghosts until I came face to face with one. So I set out on a quest to capture what I once saw onto video. With no big camera crews following us around, I am joined only by my fellow investigators, Nick Groff, and our equipment tech, Aaron Goodwin. The three of us will travel to some of the most highly active paranormal locations, where we will spend the entire night being locked down from dusk until dawn. Raw. Extreme. These are our ghost adventures. So
raw, extreme. This is what it's like being married to me.
And it is extreme. Mm-hmm. And it is very endearing.
Do you think that he's like this in real life? Or do you think that yes. he just does this for shits and giggles?
Well, I can tell you this. Mm-hmm. He is very much into this kind of stuff in real life. And also, we've seen Zach Bagans sort of grow as a man mm-hmm. throughout this whole process. Okay. At the beginning, he's like a nerd. He's dressed in all black and he's definitely trying to come across. He's wearing like Affliction t-shirts. But then from what I perceive, yeah. the middle years, mm-hmm. I think he gets a lot more aggro.
Okay.
And I wonder if he was like working out too much, wink, wink, yeah. and like getting angry about it.
Like shooting those steroids is what you mean, right?
Well, I don't know, and I don't want to get...
Big muscles, teeny tiny testicles.
But then he's now chilled out a little bit, and he's a little bit more funny, and he's a little softer in terms of, like, his personality. He's still ripped. I wonder if he's, like, grown up a little bit.
That's because the network was like, dude, people keep calling you a frat boy on Twitter, and it's not helping us sell the show.
Yeah.
So you need to come across as a little bit more of a softer human being.
And he has, and he is. Like, he loves dogs. And also, mm-hmm. he followed me on Twitter for a while, and then he unfollowed me on Twitter, and I don't know what I did.
Gentle listener, let's peel back the curtain for a little bit. When you're part of a show, you have someone working on your character. Are you comfortable talking about this, Bethany?
Totally.
Okay. So, like, when you worked in radio, you had, like, a certain character to fit, right?
I had aspects of my personality that they asked me to bring to the forefront and like yes. other aspects to pull back a little bit.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, maybe Zach Bagans, the network was like, be nerdy. Now be more bro-y. You're too yeah. nerdy. Now be a little bit softer. Like you yeah. and I had a friend who once upon a time was asked to talk about her kids less.
Yes.
Because like they wanted her to downplay the mom aspect of her life. So, you know, maybe Zach Bagans is just like a normal human who's just trying to play to the networks. You never know.
It's true. Like they may do tests. They get feedback from viewers and, you know, they want to hear what people think about Zach Bagans. And mm-hmm. sometimes they think he's funny. Maybe sometimes they think he's too scary. They ask yeah. him to tone stuff down or bring stuff out. So who knows?
Yeah.
So here are our main characters. Here's who you need to know. Zach. Mm-hmm. Super aggro-y. He's an alpha male. He puts a lot of product in his hair. Mm. But like I said, he's chilled. He's still the alpha of this wolf pack, though.
Mm.
He's the guy.
Mm-hmm. He's the mama bear.
I would say he's not the mama bear. He's like the hunter bear.
Hunter bear, okay.
He's like the, mm-hmm. I'm going to bite off the other bear's testicles bear.
I'm going to come back with dinner bear.
I'm going to come back with raw meat for dinner bear.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. Aaron is more like younger brother bear. So he's like kind of the aw shucks guy. Mm-hmm. Zach makes him go into the super haunted areas completely by himself, even though he doesn't want to. He's started spiking the camera with like looks. So if Zach does something a little ridiculous, Aaron will now look right at the camera and sort of roll his eyes. So like, Aaron's a sweet guy.
So the audience knows that Aaron is the sensible one.
Yeah.
He's always in. He'll take one for the team. I like that. I think I like Aaron the best so far.
Aaron's my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay. Billy is the tech guy. And I haven't really known how I feel about Billy until I learned that he recently adopted a cluster of goats. And so now I love Billy.
Oh, I love Billy too. Now, what does the tech guy do? Does he like carry around the infrared cameras and the microphones and stuff?
He's the guy who's like, I have an experiment I want to do. Like, let's lower this infrared microphone down onto like an 80-foot wire down into this old mine shaft and see if we can pick up some sound. And he's like the guy who's trying to come up with new ways to pick up ghosts.
I love that. You know what? I respect people like that because still after 5 years of doing this podcast, you and I are trying to figure out what bit rate to record at.
32?
96? 125?
Yep. All right. Then we have Jay. Here's what you need to know about Jay. You have your classic ghost hunt. Everyone's running around the building screaming at ghosts. Jay is the one who's sitting on the main floor in front of all of the TV monitors. Mm-hmm. Watching the guys run around and scream at ghosts. He looks like the normal guy who wandered into this group of frat bros and he doesn't know how he got there.
Like John Krasinski's character from The Office.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm
he's
just
Jim.
Here and I'm just trying to survive.
Yes. And then we recently found out, though, that in an episode of the show where they filmed at this place called Goatman's Bridge, Jay's wife, who was the show's longtime still photographer, she had such a traumatizing interaction with a spirit there. It essentially ended their marriage. They're divorced now.
Wait,
because
what?
Of that.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. Like,
do you think she had sex with a ghost like Kesha and then it like came between them?
I think the ghost hit her in the head. Like, she came back from this experience with a big goose egg on her head. It was bad.
Like it changed her personality. Like sometimes when you have a brain tumor and then...
Like when my uncle fell off the ATV, hit his head and got really mean and didn't talk to my cousins for like 2 years. True story. Okay, and lastly, Nick Groff. So Nick, this is where some drama kicks in because Nick was with the Ghostie Boys from seasons 1 through season 10, and he was in the documentary. Now, he is, according to him, the guy who started it all. He's the one who met Aaron. Then they met Zach, who was a wedding DJ at the time.
And he was. Stop it. He was. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. But then it sounds like maybe they were no longer going to be as true to the evidence as Nick would have wanted. And so maybe things got tense and they parted ways.
This is like a band, you know? It's like the front man versus the, I don't know, the guitarist. Like, who's really the face of this show?
And you can see this. If you watch early episodes, you can see that there's like an alpha-alpha tension between Zach and Nick. And I think Nick is probably a more respected ghost investigator. And Zach is more of a showman.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense.
Where can I watch this? Is this on like my Fire Stick or Hulu?
Yeah, this is on, if you have the Travel Channel, you can get it, the Travel app.
Okay.
Which is TRVL, because who needs a vowel?
No, yeah. No vowels needed.
You can probably watch a lot of episodes on YouTube as well.
Oh, I just Googled it. If you have a Hulu subscription, it looks like you can watch it on Hulu.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about some spinoffs. So these guys have been running around screaming at ghosts.
Wait, can I ask you before you move on, what is your favorite episode of Ghost Adventures ever?
Oh, there's one, I don't know what the actual episode is. There's one where Aaron, the baby brother bear, sees a raccoon, but he doesn't know what it is because he just sees glowing eyes.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, it's looking right at me. And then he finds out it is a raccoon and he still doesn't know what to do. And he's so scared. He's giggling.
How did you get into this show? Does it make you just stop thinking about what's going on in your life? Like, what is it about the show that you love so much?
It makes me stop thinking about my life. It's scary-ish, but it's also brainless.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a good reality drama, too, because these are real people.
Yeah.
The paranormal equivalent to Real Housewives of New York City.
It really is. And like they do a good job of showing moments between the guys too when things sort of get funny sometimes. Like it's an interesting show. I would recommend people watch it.
Now, do you think what they're investigating is really true?
In some cases, yes. In some cases, no. There was a recent episode where a woman asked for the guys to come to her house because she was sure that they had demons. Mm. And she was making her children so terrified. Mm. And you sort of realize it's because she's telling them there are demons. And they go and investigate. They discover nothing. Mm. And he does a really good job of sort of saying, it sounds like this is someone who is hoping there are demons. And like they catch her pulling on the blanket to try and make it look like the blanket's moving and stuff.
Snap.
And like, yeah, so I really like it. I think that they're ridiculous, but it's entertainment and they understand that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You're like making me excited to start binging the show.
It's freaking great. So here's some spinoffs that they did. Ghost Adventures Aftershocks. This is essentially where they take people whose homes they investigated and they bring them back to see how traumatized they are.
Okay. All right.
There's another one called Ghost Adventures Screaming Room. This one's freaking amazing. They have figured out how to make money from work they've already done. The four guys get together in Zach's movie theater room and they just rewatch old episodes of Ghost Adventures and just do commentary. So you're just watching an episode they've already made, but now they're making another episode based on it. But that's also where we found out that Jay and his wife got a divorce because of the Goatman's Bridge.
That is my favorite piece of juicy tidbit. I need to do a deep dive on Reddit to read more about this divorce because of the ghosts, because that is crazy to me. You know, we should do that for this podcast. Re-listen to old episodes and then comment on it.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. It's content with content. It's just the easiest way to do it. Okay. Ghost Adventures Quarantine. This is the newest one. So when Corona hit, they live in Las Vegas. Las Vegas made everyone go into quarantine. So they quarantined in Zach's haunted museum. So the four bros got together. They packed coolers full of meat and they hung out in his ghost museum and they investigated the museum while under quarantine. The first one was called Ghost Adventures, Quarantine, Perimeter of Fear.
You know what? So they have some really smart people working on the titles of these episodes.
Uh-huh.
It's funny that you say that Zach Bagans lives in Las Vegas, because the way you're talking about the show, it's really reminding me of the ghost version of Property Brothers, you know? You know, like sometimes they need to create drama just to create drama. Like, where will the money come for the mudroom?
Exactly. Bom. We're over budget and we can't have any wainscoting.
The Property Brothers also live in Las Vegas. So what is it about bros in Las Vegas?
I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. Dudes in Las Vegas be loving their wide pants. Mm-hmm. Okay, by the way, people who go to Zach Bagans' haunted museum, which we have to go to, they tend to pass out in Jack Kevorkian's van room. So
what?
He has a lot of footage of people just passing out in the van room.
Okay, but let's be real about this. Are they signing waivers before they go into the van room, or is he?
You have to sign a waiver before you go into the museum.
Because you can't record people without their permission.
No. Yeah, no, waiver.
So they know ahead of time. So maybe they're just like passing out. I don't know.
I think that you would probably get positive feedback if you decided to be super dramatic in Zach's museum.
Yeah. I think that you and I should go into that van room and pass out. I think that's like number two on our bucket list. Number one is actually trying to make a living with this podcast.
That's number one. Number two is pass out in Jack Kevorkian's van room. Number three is can we get a single damn person to please put your tiny home inside your regular home?
Yes.
Please. And number four, we have to take a Bob Ross painting class from the Bob Ross certified instructor named, what the hell is his name? Why can't I remember it?
Was it Joey Fatone? No.
No, he was married to Courtney Cox. David Arquette.
David Arquette.
David Arquette's the Bob Ross instructor.
That's right. Number six, road trip around the state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Oh, man.
Wisconsin.
I really tried hard.
Another spinoff show, Deadly Possessions. It wasn't that great.
I mean, everybody has deadly possessions. Knives.
It was extended commercial for his haunted museum.
Guns.
Deadly possessions.
A potato peeler, depending on which way you're holding
it. A knitting needle, if you do it right.
Mm-hmm. A bathtub.
Yeah.
Toilet. Anything is a deadly possession.
If you throw it hard enough.
If you play your cards right.
Okay. Did you know, Kathleen, in 2013, Zach Bagans announced a clothing line?
Stop.
It was called Reaper by Zach Bagans.
Oh, God.
It was available for 100 hours in honor of Ghost Adventures' 100th episode. And the slogan was, death is dead, Reaper is life. It does not appear to be around anymore, which I am bummed about because I would 10 out of 10 get a shirt that says Reaper is life.
You know, Hot Topic should really consider having this line in their stores full time.
Yes.
Are Hot Topics even around anymore?
They sure are. I used to get my piercings there, like my my navel piercing studs or like my nose rings. I would get it at Hot Topic.
Did you ever have a pair of JNCOs?
No.
Really?
No.
What about wide pants? I had fake JNCOs. You know where I got them from? The Limited 2.
Ooh.
Because I was a little girl.
I definitely had wide-legged pants, but I think I got them at The Icing, which was like a Claire's spinoff store.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember The Icing.
Yeah.
Speaking of, not to derail your topic, but piercings, did you see the girl who got her ears pierced and they pierced it to her mask?
What?
She got a second hole and they clipped her mask and the earring went through the mask thing that was behind her ear. Is that the craziest thing ever?
How do you even make that a mistake? Like, you have to...
That was at Claire's. That was at Claire's.
Come on. Come on, Claire's Boutique. Mm-hmm. Get it together. Mm-hmm. All right. Demon House documentary, Kathleen. Here's another documentary you need to watch, starring our best friend, Zach Bagans.
Yeah.
So in 2018, Zach released a documentary called Demon House. This was about a house he bought in Gary, Indiana, after several of its occupants claimed they experienced awful demonic possession and activity. It's the Ammons Haunting, if you want to look into that. A-M-M-O-N-S. So he actually had his bros screw plywood over the windows and doors, literally screwing him into the house alone. He was haunted so bad that the demon messed his eyes up and he now permanently has to wear prismatic glasses because his eyes are wonked from the demon.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding.
See, that's the thing about doing that stuff alone. I'd always want someone to be with me to back me up and be like, yeah, Kathleen's weird because that demon fucked her up.
Yeah.
Fucked her sideways, fucked her every which way.
Fucked her in the eye.
Yeah, and fucked her in the eye. Because any person could come out of there saying, oh, all this crazy shit happened. And then very secretly, that demon is like growing in the back of your brain. And because no one was there to like, you know, keep an eye on you, you never know.
Well, they had cameras rolling the whole time. Like they had a bunch of cameras and everything. You watch the demon fuck his eye.
Wait, really?
Well, not like literally, but you see him get all messed up by the demon. And now he has to wear glasses. Like big
ones. I'm looking at the front of this house. It looks just like a normal house.
I know. They tore it down because it was so demonic.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's gone. But he saved some parts of it for his museum.
Now, see, here's the thing. When you tear a house down, I always think that no matter what you build back up there, the ghosts, like, they can go into the ground and then come back up.
Absolutely. They just go dormant. You build a new house, they're back. Mm-hmm. They don't care. They don't care. They're not of this realm. They don't care. No. You put a new house in it.
Like the influenza virus. It just goes dormant for the summer, comes back in the fall and the winter.
Yeah, exactly. It's not anywhere, but it's here.
That's crazy. Demon House. Where is Demon House also Travel Channel?
I think it's like maybe Amazon.
Okay. It's a documentary, so it's like a one-time thing.
Yeah, it's a separate entity.
Demon House.
Here's a few other fun Zach bits of information.
He's a rich guy, huh?
Oh, yeah. In 1998, Zach was on the Wheel of Fortune with his sister and they won $1,000. Zach was super blonde and super thin, and now he has jet black hair and is buff.
You got to look the part.
Yeah.
Although that was one of the qualifications. Zach is your brother, it says here, and we'd like to hear about you, sir.
I also attend UNLV, communications major, a minoring in film. Mm-hmm. I'm also a mobile disc jockey here in Las Vegas, perform at weddings, and teach everybody how to do the chicken dance. So.
Oh, he's cute. I looked him up. He's cute.
Yeah. Oh, he's a doll.
More importantly, he's successful and hardworking.
Yes. In 2012, he released an album with Lords of Acid's Praga Khan called Necrofusion. It features 11 new songs that tell the stories of departed souls who have yet to cross over into the afterlife, and it uses actual electronic voice phenomena that he recorded himself.
Stop.
Do you want to hear a section of it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Hold on.
Is that even a question? Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Who is the person who's like, you know, I had a tough day at work. I'm going to pour myself a glass of wine or whiskey or whatever, and I'm just going to listen to this musical record with demons in the background. Like, who is that person?
It's not necessarily demons. It's
spirits.
It's spirits.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess. It's still, who is that person? Is that person you? I think that person might be you.
No, I'm not really into, like, electronic music. This is definitely electronic. Like, if you like Lords of Acid, you'll probably like this.
I have never heard of them.
Okay, you ready to have your face melted off with some spirit realness?
I sure am.
Can you say your name? Sure. Then say it. David, are you in this room?
That's a segment of the song Room 20.
I have to say, I do feel like raging now that I've listened to it. It's good rage music.
Yeah. It's like, you know, if you're at a party, I wouldn't think twice about that music playing in the background. Absolutely not. Like, he knows his brand. Like, we could all take a lesson. He knows his brand.
And for that, he's a bajillionaire. And yeah, he's a smart business guy. You know, I have never had the want to watch Ghost Adventures before, but now you've like really sold me on this.
Dude, he's great. He has his own dungeon in his house and it has skulls all over the place and like a stuffed crow, and they look like vampire hunting tools. Like, he is who he is, but he loves dogs. So lastly, I'm going to tell you about some of the fan apparel you can get that is not sanctioned by the Ghost Adventures boys.
Can I get a thong with a butterfly on the back? Or a skull, ooh, cross and bones, or an RIP. What's that thing they put in the graveyard with a gravestone?
Yeah, a tombstone.
Ooh, a tombstone. Not the pizza.
All right, so T Public has a face mask for Corona. It has the full, "My name is Zach Bagans. I never believed in ghosts until I came face to face with one. So I set out on a quest to capture what I once saw onto video. With no big camera crews following us around, I am joined only by my fellow investigator, Nick Groff, and our equipment tech, Aaron Goodwin. The three of us will travel to some of the most highly active paranormal locations, where we will spend an entire night being locked down from dusk to dawn. Raw, extreme, these are our ghost adventures." All on your face mask.
All on the face mask. Yeah, that's pretty casual. If this podcast had one of those, what do you think it would say?
Hey, I'm Kathleen, I hide a knife in my boot. I love being naked, and I have a Peloton friend, and I'm Bethany, I'm depressed friend. And every week we get along to share bits of our lives and what's weird in the world. Today I'm talking about working out and how it's the worst thing ever, and I like to do it naked. And I'm talking about being sad all the time. I'm going to cry in my shower. But first, let's thank our taste buds.
If you've ever felt like you don't belong, you belong with us. So this website, Teespring, that's just a website people can make like unsanctioned apparel on, right?
TeePublic. Yeah. But I think there's also Teespring. There's a sweatshirt on TeePublic by _pound that reads, "My name is Frodo Baggins. I never believed in rings of power until I came face to face with one. So I set out on a quest to destroy what I found on Mount Doom. With no big fellowship following us around, I am joined only by my fellow hobbit Samwise Gamgee and our guide Gollum. The three of us will travel to some of the most highly active orc-infested locations, where we will spend entire nights being hunted down from dusk till dawn. Raw, extreme. These are our ring adventures."
For the very large customer base who's very into Ghosty Boys and the
Lord of the Rings. Okay, there are plenty of "I want to be locked down with Zach" designs.
Ooh, I bet you have one of those.
I do not. Oh, I do not.
Now I know what I'm getting you for your birthday.
Oh, I'll tell you what you're going to get me for your birthday. Mm-hmm. There is a shirt by PlatterCats.com that features a cartoon cat that has Zach Bagans' signature black framed glasses and his black beanie. And the Zach Bagans cat is hugging a smiling ghost.
Oh, okay. So that's what that is. It a t-shirt? Is it a bath mat?
It's anything you want.
Oh, well, but do you request, Bethany, a thong?
I want that on a thong.
You want that thong, the thong, thong, Bagans.
There's a "It's a Zach Thing You Wouldn't Understand" shirt. Mm,
yes.
There is a Zach Bagans duvet cover on Redbubble.
Stop. Like, how many of these ghost adventures?
I'd be curious.
How many have they really sold?
I mean, they don't tell you. There's a sticker by MattIsMatt83. It's a picture of Zach gazing seriously into the camera, and it says, "The demons in this basement have been known to be violent. Aaron, we're sending you in alone."
How do you apply to be on that show? You got to like submit an application, some pictures of your house?
I mean, yeah, probably. I think so. And they're really good at like weeding out fake ones.
Fakies.
It's tough. It's like the places that you really want to investigate often don't want to be investigated.
Yeah, because they're already living in a hell. They don't want to broadcast it on TV.
Yeah. And if it's like, do you remember when we all went to Santa Fe at our old job?
Yeah.
The hotel we were staying at was profoundly haunted. And one of my friends used to do location scouting for Ghost Adventures. And so I sent him info about the hotel. He reached out to the hotel. The hotel wanted nothing to do with it because they didn't want to hurt their
business. Oh, but can't you just rent a room and do whatever you want in that room?
I don't think if you're filming for national broadcast, I don't think you can.
Okay.
And lastly, MattIsMatt83 also made a sticker with Aaron, the baby brother bear's face on it. And it says, "I'm getting like a bad feeling, bro. I got to get out of here, bro." And I think that fully sums up Ghosty Boys and the wonder that is Ghost Adventures.
You know, I have come out of this lesson about Ghost Adventures with two revelations.
What's that?
one, this is a show that I should start watching.
Yes.
And two, I need to start making illegal fan art for all the things that I like, because it sounds like a good way to make some money.
There are so many things that I want to get people based solely on these Ghosty Boys, you know, merch items. It's a Zach thing. You wouldn't understand. And guess what? You can get that for someone who doesn't like Ghosty Boys because it's a Zach thing. It doesn't matter if they don't understand. It's just being honest.
It's raw and it's extreme.
So a few weeks back, Kathleen and I became Thrive Market members. They are delivering organic and sustainable groceries right to our doors. So I've used Thrive Market to get vegan pasta sauce. I've used it to get seitan and tofu and all of the different like legumes that I want. I've used it to get animal products like CBD for my cats. I use Thrive Market for everything.
Oh, they've got this great line of gummies, like all sorts of gummy bears, like Swedish fish and peaches, and they have less sugar, and I'm like, oh, this is the best ever. I mean, when I go to a supermarket, it takes me forever. I'm like walking around and looking at ingredients on the back of the package. And when I use Thrive Market, A, it gets delivered to my house, so I don't even need to go to the grocery store. And B, I can just search by what I want, because they have all of these different categories that you can search in, like keto or vegan or high protein, or, you know, what are some of those other diets that people do? I don't know.
The vegetarian or no special diet. You can just get regular food too.
It makes it so easy. That's why I love Thrive Market.
And as a proud Thrive Market member, we get the products we love, and our paid membership provides a free membership for someone in need, like a low-income family, a teacher, a veteran, or a first responder.
And you know what? Online shopping is a way of life now. It's not going away. People are going to be more careful. And this is the one service that I keep telling my friends to subscribe to. Thrive Market, Thrive Market, Thrive Market. I just love the products that are on there.
As members, we are saving 25 to 50% off of traditional retail prices. And their carbon neutral shipping is free on orders over $49. Plus, they've raised over $750,000 to date through their COVID-19 relief fund.
So go to thrivemarket.com/taste. Join today and you'll get a free gift of your choosing up to $22 in value.
Ooh, that's thrivemarket.com/taste to start your risk-free membership and get a free gift today. Who doesn't love a free gift? That's thrivemarket.com/taste. Kathleen, I know that you have been going through a bunch of stuff of your dad's.
Yes.
And you've been looking to send some things off to Legacy Box.
I just found a VHS tape from Christmas 1996 the other day, and I cannot wait. That's the year I got my My-Size Barbie.
So Legacy Box is a really simple mail-in service to have all of your videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud.
Legacy Box takes the best care with your priceless items. You put it in this really nice box that they send you. You ship it off to them. You put these little barcodes on everything that you give them, and then they track each and every single item that you've sent them. And then before you know it, you're posting Christmas 1996 on Instagram, and all your friends are like, ha ha ha, you're so funny, even when you were 10.
By the way, they send you all your items back too. They don't like eat them or throw them away. Like, you get it all back.
Yes, you get everything back. And then you're the star of the family because you've now digitized all of your priceless memories.
I mean, look, we all have big boxes filled with VHS tapes or pictures that we promise ourselves we're going to get to someday. Look, we've all been forced to stay in our homes. If you haven't gotten to it yet, you're not going to get to it. So send it off to Legacy Box. They will digitize it for you and they will get it all back to you. What a huge thing off of your to-do list.
Bethany, how did it feel when you sent your stuff to Legacy Box and then you got to see videos of your grandparents again?
It was amazing. And my aunts and uncles, when everyone was so much younger and I got to see my unbrushed hair because apparently I just didn't brush my hair for a year of my life when I was in seventh grade. It was amazing to see it all right in front of me on my computer. And we want you to do it too. So get started future-proofing your memories so you can gather the family and begin the trip down memory lane.
Go to legacybox.com/taste to get an incredible 40% off of your first order. That's 40%.
Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and then send it in when you're ready.
Go to legacybox.com/taste to save 40% while supplies last.
Hell yeah.
My husband called me out on my very bad behavior. And at first I was really mad at him. But now that I'm really happy that he did.
So fill me in. Or should we make up what happened in our heads and we just move on?
Yeah, let's just move on. That's it. I was a naughty girl.
I'm just picturing you covered in your own feces and like rolling around like a little kid. And he has to call you out. I'm like, Kathleen, we talked about this.
It's a bathtub full of feces and urine. I'm like, but I saw it on Pinterest. It's going to make me look younger. So my bad behavior, and I hope maybe at least just one other person listening to this is like, oh yeah, this is ringing a bell for me. My bad behavior is that I continually put my family before my marriage. Mm. And it is usually a specific thing to when my brother is around. But, you know, lately with my dad passing, I've been staying at my mom's house a lot and helping her with stuff. But I did something so horrible and I didn't realize how horrible it was until my husband was like, okay. Speaking of Zach's, like, who's the Zach from Saved by the Bell?
Zach Morris. Yeah.
So my husband was kind of like, Zach Morris, time out.
Wow. You know?
Like, we need to talk about this. So my brother is back from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. His tour over there is done. For those who don't know, he's a naval officer. And so he's back in the United States permanently now. He's going to go move to San Diego and work for the Navy there for a little bit. But he's home in New Jersey for a month. And he got a diplomatic flight back into DC, which is a flight for, you know, politicians and diplomats. And so it was like a pretty safe flight in terms of corona because it's not a flight that was open to the general public. Mm-hmm. And my brother was going to need to quarantine when he got back. This was last week. And I said to my husband, so my brother will quarantine here with us. And my husband is like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, no, I'm not giving that up. He's like, A, I'm immunocompromised. My husband has multiple sclerosis. So that's not a good idea. B, like, I don't want to have to stay in my house for 2 weeks because,
yeah,
you know, your freaking brother is here staying with us. Come up with a different solution. And I was like, come on, man. Like, I was crying at this point. Like, you know, I would do anything for your family. Like, why can't you just go move in with your mom? Like, I was literally.
Whoa, Kathleen.
I'm such an asshole. I was asking him to move out of his apartment that he pays rent here for to bend to the needs of my family and my brother. And as soon as I thought about it, you know, he was like, okay, girlfriend. He didn't say girlfriend, but you know.
I was going to say.
I'm just trying to soften the blow. He's like, listen, you always put your family before me, specifically your brother, and it doesn't make me feel good. Like, if he comes to stay here, I'm going to go stay in an Airbnb somewhere else in our neighborhood until you two figure this out.
Wow.
I mean, I...
So...
My brother ended up quarantining in a hotel, which is good.
Yeah.
And we both got tested, and the test came back negative, and we'll get another test at the end of this week just to make sure. I haven't really been leaving to go anywhere. But I am an asshole. Like, my husband is right. It's a learned behavior. It's like this freaking codependency that my family, we all have on each other. And I need to overcome this.
Yeah, I was going to ask, because have you always been this close to your brother? Or is there, like, it's amazing that you want to jump in and help him. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But where do you think that comes from?
I think that because my dad had so much mental illness that he never dealt with, that growing up in my home, my mom and my brother and I were like the three musketeers, because it was always like the three of us versus him. So we were always going out of each other's ways to like make life easier for one another. And also I'm a little bit bossy, so it was my way or the highway. And it's this learned dependence, you know, like I taught my family that they could rely on me this way. And I never said anything different. And for any bud that's out there right now, if someone is depending on you too much, like, you're allowed to say, hey, no.
But it's also so smart that you realize that you taught them that.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It's so true. Like, we've said this before, you teach people how to treat you.
Yep.
And going back to talking about Judge Judy, I would never lie to Judge Judy or try to put anything over her. She has taught me Yeah. That she will catch me and won't put up with it.
Well, that's exactly why I started thinking about Judge Judy when I was thinking about this whole situation. I typed into the Googs, how to not put your family before your spouse.
I bet there's a lot of articles.
You know, there's a lot of articles about specifically women who put their kids before their husbands, which I'm not super into. I think it's kind of like a sexist double standard, but I will say that one article hit me hard, and the author is Mel Robbins, and she wrote this on success.com, and I'll link it in our show notes. Marriage isn't a joke, or, you know, for the sake of this podcast, partnership. Partnership isn't a joke. It's something we work hard at and are tremendously proud of, and I want it to last a lifetime, which is why I treat it accordingly. So I am not treating my partnership right now like it's something that I want to last a lifetime. So I don't know. I mean, and Neil was right for calling me out on my misbehavior, because even when misbehavior isn't malicious, it's still freaking misbehavior.
Totally. You might not realize you're being difficult or selfish, but
yeah.
Once you're called out on it, it's your job to either decide if you agree with it or not. And if you agree with it, you know, how to move forward.
Like, has Dennis ever called you out on something
where
you're like, oh shit, I'm being an a-hole?
Absolutely. I mean, like, the first really big fight we ever had was when, I don't remember even exactly what happened. I had been in LA for a week and he had been watching the cats.
Yeah.
And when I came home, I did something that basically made him feel like he hadn't been doing anything for me. And I maybe even said something like, you didn't do anything. And he's like, I watched your freaking cats. Like, he went back and forth from Brooklyn to the city, which is about an hour each way.
Yeah.
Like, he was working and doing stuff that required massive uploads. So he had to be at his house until late, until files were done uploading and rendering. Mm-hmm. And then he had to come all the way over here. And like, what? And I just made him feel so not appreciated that. Yeah. And he called me out on it. And I was like, holy crap, you're complete. But I didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
I had no idea I was behaving that way.
So that's like the thing that you and I both didn't realize. We did not realize it. So if there is someone in your life who you feel is taking advantage of you, call them out on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they respond with, like, you know, graciously and say, oh my God, I didn't even realize, then that's somebody that you want to keep in your life. If someone's taking advantage of you and you call them out on it, and they're like, I'm not taking advantage of you. Of course, blah, 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 blah. Get rid of them. Trash.
And they're
people.
Like, why would you even say that? You're always saying that. And they make it about how awful you are.
I know.
First of all, applaud them for like those gymnastics abilities, because they just twisted in an amazing way. But then don't put up with that crap.
I love that. That's a good comeback. Oh, you must be a gymnast because you're twisting this shit all around.
You just did an amazing flip.
Oh, you're flip-flopping again. I see you, girl.
Are you on a Southern Florida beach? Because you're flip-flopping.
So I looked up signs when friends are taking advantage of you. And the four that came up were, you know it when they never ask you about your personal life. They're always asking you to do favors for them. They're mm-hmm. always asking you to pay for things. And they only reach out when they need help. And I was like, God damn it. I'm doing all these things to my husband.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
I know. And like all this stuff going on with my mom, and my dad had a rental property and we're trying to clear it out and sell it. It's been really stressful. And I'll go and stay with my mom for a night or two nights just to like work on stuff and be there for her and get stuff done. And I come home and I can't tell you how many times I've like just started going, well, this happened and that happened and blah, blah, blah. I'm spewing off all this stuff to Neil, and I've never even asked him how his day went, how was work today. And I'm such an a-hole. I need to take a step back. I need to get on my knees, throw myself at his feet, and I need to beg for forgiveness.
Also keep in mind, yes, ask for forgiveness, but you are also going through an incredibly difficult time. Like, think about what you've had happen in your life. Your father passed away.
Yeah.
From a national pandemic, which we are still currently in, you're dealing with your husband being immunocompromised, worrying about that.
Yeah.
You're worried about your mom. You're worried about money. Like, mm-hmm. these things are all happening together. It's a tough time. So,
oh, you're being very sweet about this, Bethany.
I mean, I still think you were an a-hole, yeah. But like, you should, I mean, and yeah. like, you definitely need to apologize, but don't beat yourself up so much, because this is not happening in a vacuum.
I asked him to move in with his mother for a couple of days. Like, I was just.
That's a bit extreme.
Like, what would you do if Dennis was like, Bethany, I cannot stay in my apartment, but also I've been exposed to COVID. Can you go find a place to stay so I can stay in your apartment? Like, you would be like, dude, get the freak out of here.
Yeah. I don't think I would speak in response. And I think I would wait for him to process what he had just said.
Like, this is another one. I'm Dennis. Bethany, my car broke down. I need to borrow your car and you're going to take the bus everywhere you go because I'm more important than you.
I'd be like, when did you learn to drive?
Wait, Dennis doesn't know how to drive?
No, he doesn't drive.
Really?
Well, he was born and raised on Staten Island and then Brooklyn. And so, like, he never had to, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And he also has high anxiety when it comes to tests.
Yeah.
And so he knows how to drive, but taking the test to get the driver's license, he would just experience such panic that he just wasn't able to do it.
So this is what I always wonder. If you don't know how to drive, when you are doing bumper cars, is it fun or do you panic? Because when you're a little kid, it's fun. But as an adult, like, how do you feel about that?
That's a really good question.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a great question. I don't like them. They freak me out.
He knows how to ride a bicycle, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what about like a scooter? Has he ever rented a motorized scooter?
You know, I think so.
It's the same part of the brain that you know how to drive with.
Yeah. I mean, he can drive, just not legally.
Gotcha.
So the thing that's so smart about having people get their driver's license when they're like 16 or 17.
Yeah.
When you're that young, you have no concept of your own mortality. Yeah. So you're like, cool, I can drive a car now. By the time you get to your 30s, you know everything that could go wrong. And so now he doesn't necessarily even want to drive because he's like, why would I want to get behind a death machine that has killed many people I know, right? Like, it's like, why would you ever?
You're right. And death machines are everywhere and you can hurt yourself and others. And so if others are hurting you by taking advantage of you, here are some Judge Judy quotes to help shut down anyone who is trying to take advantage of you.
Yep, yep, yep.
Do you know that her show has been on TV for 20 years now?
Has it been that long?
Yeah, she started airing in 1996.
Jeez.
And when Oprah was on, Judge Judy was consistently beating the Oprah Winfrey Show in ratings.
Oh, man. I bet Oprah hated that.
I think that she's the highest paid woman in television, Judge Judy.
I think you're right.
She's syndicated. It's all about that damn syndication.
Yeah. If you can get syndicated, you never have to work again.
That's where you make your money.
Yeah. That's why, like, Friends, they never have to work again. Mm-mm. Big Bang Theory.
The Office.
They never have to work again. It's why, like, everyone who worked on The Cosby Show suddenly has to work again because they don't have that syndication money.
Oh, really? They never got syndicated?
They did, but then it all got yanked because Bill Cosby, turns out, is a rapist.
Oh, I would be suing Bill Cosby for every dang penny.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of people to split that money up between.
Okay. All right. Here's what you say. Someone's trying to take advantage of you. You say, I eat morons like you for breakfast. You're going to be crying before this is over.
Judge Judy said that?
Yes, she said that. I eat morons like you for breakfast. Another amazing Judge Judy saying that you can use against somebody who is trying to take advantage of you. Is the word stupid written on my forehead?
Okay. All right. I like that.
I like that one. That's a good one for a parent.
Yeah. No. I mean, from a parent to a child. Not
to a child.
To a parent. Yeah.
Actually, to a parent, depending on who your parent is.
Can you imagine? Mm.
Another one. I'm here because I'm smart, not because I'm young and gorgeous, although I am.
Wow, I love that one. I love that one.
Here's another one about beauty. Beauty fades, but dumb is forever.
Yep, that's true.
I'm the boss, applesauce.
I will not say that. She said that? That does not strike me as Judge Judy.
I'm the boss, applesauce. So I'm going to say to my cats when they're trying to scrounge for food, I'm the boss, applesauce.
Yeah, they'll respect that.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
That's a classic. That's one of her classics. I think Dr. Phil said that too.
Doctor in quotes. Don't spit on my cupcake and tell me it's frosting.
Mm-hmm. Same family. I like it.
$72 to get your hair done. You wasted your money.
That's a sick burn. That's hurtful.
Did you forget that you were coming to court today?
You know what? I often wonder that when people are on reality television and they wear their very best oversized Fun Run t-shirt.
Yes. Did you forget?
Okay.
Also, when people go to theater in New York and they're wearing sweatpants, it's like, did you?
Did you forget?
Did you had Hamilton tickets? Like, did you? Like, come on, dude. Like, what's going on?
Oh, there was a girl when I went to see Hamilton. I was lucky enough to be able to see Hamilton. The person sitting in front of us was jumping up and down and rapping along to all the lyrics with, like, her arms in the air.
No.
And I was ready to kick her.
Mm-mm.
And I was so grateful. Her sister finally was like, Laura, knock it the fuck off, because they were mortified too. I was so grateful for that sister.
She forgot that she was going to Broadway. How old was that girl?
She was in high school.
Too old.
She was like a theater nerd. She was going to get the t-shirt. She was going to tell all her friends she got to go see Hamilton. I was that girl if I had been able to go see Hamilton in high school. Like, I can't hate her, but I was annoyed by her.
You know, I was that girl at my friend Stephanie's wedding when she was doing her, like, her send-off final dance with her husband. And I jumped in front of the crowd to take a picture. And the woman behind me was like, excuse me, that's my son. But ma'am, it's 2009 and my Facebook photo album of everything that's going on in my life is so sick. I have to catch this moment for Stephanie.
When Dennis and I went to his friend's wedding a couple of years ago, last year, I think, I had never met these friends before. They didn't know me from Adam. But the place that I was sitting during the reception was exactly opposite where the photographer was.
Oh my God.
And everyone else was on their cell phone during their first dance. And so I made an effort to be looking at them so that they had one person not on their cell phone in the pictures.
Yeah.
So they have a total stranger smiling maniacally in the background of these photos while everyone else is looking down at their phones. There's just this random blonde chick like in the background of all their dancing photos.
They're like, who's this? You better stay with Dennis forever. So they have some context to their wedding photos. Jeez, Bethany.
It's like in freaking your wedding photo that you sent me. You found this picture when your dad was walking you down the aisle, and in the background is just Bethany,
yep,
who had known you for like a month at that point, grinning like a moron.
It's the only photo I have of you, me, and my dad. Okay, my last and favorite Judge Judy saying, two people can't talk at the same time. When my mouth is moving, that means you need to be quiet.
I love that. I love it. Get that tattooed on your lower back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm the boss, applesauce.
Right over the sign that says, lucky you, on your lower back. Kathleen, you're freaking out on the Rothy's website right now.
Yes. Man, they just got lace-up sneakers.
What?
Oh, I love them.
They're cute. Look at that. And here's the thing. Like, they come in white. They come in mint. And they can afford to come in those light colors because they're Rothy's. You can throw them in the washing machine when they get dirty.
Yeah, when they get stinky. You can clean them up.
Look, Rothy's is here to brighten your day with comfortable, washable, sustainable products, especially as the weather is warming up. They make shoes. They make bags for life on the go. These are the products that are crafted from repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic.
And Rothy's are incredibly comfortable. Bethany and I each have a pair, and we didn't get any blisters. There was zero break in time. I liked them so much, I bought them for my mom and my husband's mom.
Yeah, I have their loafers in the color mocha. Because they're all knit from this really soft thread that's made from recycled water bottles and marine plastic, they're woven in one piece, so there's no seams to rub against your foot and get really uncomfortable.
And don't take our word for it. Rothy's has this amazing flat shoe. It's called The Point. It comes in black. It has over 3,000 nearly perfect reviews.
It is the shoe that will go with everything. And if you're traveling, well, once we're allowed to travel, that's the shoe you travel with.
Mm-hmm.
So check out all of the amazing shoes and bags that are available right now at rothys.com/taste.
That's rothys.com. rothys.com/taste.
Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/taste today. Oh, hey.
Bethany, welcome to my office. Why don't you come in, sit down?
Thank you. Here I am.
Take a chair.
Okay, I'll take this one.
Can I get you a tissue? Do you want some water?
Do you have any sparkling water? It'd be great. Or like just a seltzer?
Okay, yeah. I have a Spindrift. Is that cool with you?
What's that?
It's raspberry lime. Oh, you don't know what a Spindrift is?
No.
It's a fancy seltzer you get in the cafes, and it's like $2, but then you can get it at Target for a regular seltzer price.
Oh, I would really like that. I feel like you are in a position of being professionally over me, and yet I feel really judged by your response to me not knowing what Spindrift is. But okay, thank you. Thank you. That'd be great.
Okay. I'm going to go back into character now.
Okay. Thanks.
So how are you doing since our last session? Are you good? You good?
I'm great. You seem nervous.
No, I'm not nervous. How is your happiness level on a scale of 1 to 25?
Is 25 the best or the worst?
25 is the best.
25 is the best. Mm-hmm. I don't know. 9?
What? That's very low. And as your therapist, that's alarming. Let's talk about this.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if you were my therapist. I showed up here all of a sudden. I didn't know who you were. Therapy is great. Glad I'm here.
Yes. Thanks for coming. Your insurance is paying me. So I
Oh, thank God.
I don't know why I was confused as to why you're here, but okay.
Okay. No, this is great. This is good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nine on a level of 1 to 25. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm doing great. But tell me, why are you not a 25? How can we get you there?
Well, I feel like...
Other than pills.
You know, I feel like, well, 25... Human happiness feels like just like a construct in general. But I also feel like, you know, it's really hot out. Mm. That affects my sense of self and how I view myself. Mm-hmm. I'm irritated that even after I contacted Spectrum and had them come over and fix my wireless and give me a new modem, my wireless is still going out.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So I don't know if that's like a solar flare or the heat or like something else. You know, so that's knocking me down at least 5 notches on the happiness schedule.
Have you tried listening to Taylor Swift's new album?
No. No, I haven't.
It's excellent. Have you heard about it?
I have.
You've seen the headlines?
I know she gave out promotional cardigans.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a song about cardigans on there, which I'm a cardigan fan. I think you would like it. I think it's called Folklore.
I feel like you're making my session about and that makes me feel angry.
Maybe. Okay. Yes, I can see. I can see how that,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm also angry that, you know, my local drugstore didn't have the aloe vera I needed. And so I had to go to a further away drugstore, you know, where they had plenty of aloe vera. And I'm wondering, like, why didn't the closer drugstore stock up the way that they should have? Because it's hot out and people are outside. Why didn't they plan ahead? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things I feel like are just really bothering me right now that it all has to do with how people are not anticipating my needs in every way.
I feel that way about cilantro sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes
again, I feel like you're making this about you. Am I going to be given back the amount of money of the time that you used this about you?
Speaking of produce.
We weren't.
Hello. Is that produce? Cilantro, that's kind of produce, right?
I don't know. It's leafy green.
Speaking of produce, Bethany, while you're here, let me just tell you. I think that watermelon is trying to murder me. My watermelon.
Now, are we still in a therapy session and are we still on my time?
No, my time is your time, baby. I'm the boss. Applesauce.
Oh, I'll bite. How's this murdering you?
Because I think I ate so much watermelon that watermelon juice started coming out of my anus. I'm not sure if it's watermelon juice or blood. I don't know.
Okay.
I think
what color was it?
Red.
That's blood.
But it also might have been watermelon juice.
I feel like watermelon juice is more of a pink.
Maybe. Bethany, am I bleeding out of my anus from watermelon?
I don't know if they're correlated. I think you are bleeding out of your anus. I don't know if it's from watermelon.
So last night I couldn't sleep. I convinced myself I had pancreatic cancer. Either that or I ate too much watermelon. I don't know.
Okay. Do you think that maybe you just cut your anus on something?
No, I didn't.
Did you back up into a tray of knives?
With me, everything is possible. You never know. I don't know. I mean, like, if you eat a lot of watermelon and then it's concentrated watermelon juice in your colon, it could look like blood potentially, right?
Could it?
I thought I had my period again. I was like, what the fuck?
Okay.
And then I checked which hole it was coming out of and it was not the period hole.
I think that there's a larger issue here, which is that the consistency of what is being expelled from your anus is different than what it should be.
Does this ever, what happens to you?
Not this.
Do you like ever have a green smoothie and then you poop green and you're like, am I growing grass in my colon?
What? No, what are you eating? The only thing I know that is supposed to change colors are
beets.
Beets. Mm-hmm. I don't eat beets because they taste like dirt.
It was nice knowing you. I might be dead.
What amount of blood do you think showed up?
I mean, it was bright red. Maybe I have a hemorrhoid. It could be a hemorrhoid. I could have a hemorrhoid. It's awful. Let's change the topic.
No, I want to stay on this topic,
Bethany,
for as long as possible.
Back to your level of happiness. All right.
Well, higher now.
So if you haven't listened to the Taylor Swift album, what are you doing to actively make yourself happier?
I will tell you what I am doing to actively make myself happier.
Okay.
My friend M, who has an amazing podcast called And That's Why We Drink. We love them both.
I was just listening to M and Christine earlier this week. Yeah.
M told me last night about this show on YouTube called English Heritage. Are you watching this, Kathleen?
No, I can't say I am.
The best way to do this is to read exactly what M texted me. They said, do you follow English Heritage? I said, I do not. They said, oh God. They said, okay, So it's a channel of English historians, and one of the houses they are fucking obsessed with is the Audley End House, and historians figured out the main kitchen servant there was named Mrs. Crowcom, and so now they literally do a cooking show where the expert is on and plays Crowcom, and they cook her actual recipes from her kitchen notes, and they film it in the actual kitchen that Miss Crowcom worked in, and some of the food is nasty, but the poor actress slash historian keeps character like there's nothing disgusting about it.
Oh my God.
The food that this woman creates is disgusting.
Is it gruel?
They boil everything. No matter what they're making, they find a way to boil it. Ugh. They make saffron buns. They make pigeon pie.
No. Is pigeon pie made from real pigeon?
Yes.
Wait, really?
I think so. I haven't actually watched that one yet, but I think that they do eat actual pigeon. Mm. How to make custard pudding, which just looks like a pile of mozzarella surrounded by a pool of blood.
Oh.
How to make marbled eggs. Like,
oh, barfalicious.
It's so gross, but it's so soothing to watch. They're like 10 to 12 minutes each. They're amazing videos. That is what is like been soothing my anxious brain from English Heritage, the Victorian Way cooking show.
Do I get this on YouTube?
Yeah, it's free content, baby.
Oh, God. YouTube is just such a blessing.
And if you take the laundry tour with the laundress, she is a snarky bee.
Laundry tour?
And she's not happy with anyone.
Can we talk about for a second, speaking of YouTube, that guy that I sent you his Instagram account and he also has a YouTube account. What is his name?
Oh, the shoe guy?
The shoe guy. Okay, I discovered him on Instagram at Acne Studio. But his name is at Brad Hall_shoes. That's BRADHALL_shoes. He is my favorite person ever. And he is a blessing to the internet, just like your creepy Victorian cooking show.
He is having the most fun that anyone has ever had on the internet.
So his shtick is he's a sneakerhead, but he doesn't just like cool kicks. He likes dad kicks too. And he's dressed like a suburban, like very lame dad. He wears a lot of dad jeans. He wears a lot of button ups and he has like a comb over. He's very pale and thin. He's making my day.
Like the most recent picture is him wearing dad jeans and like a green plaid shirt. And someone commented, "No belt." And he commented, "The pants fit well on their own," which is just like, I love he's deadpan. It's like if you can't smoke pot, but you want to feel high, he's where to go.
Yeah, it's like if your dad gets a new pair of sneaks and he's like, look how cool I am. But he's wearing them with his pleated khakis and like a sweater vest. And he's wearing like the latest Jordans. You're like, this doesn't go together, but I don't hate it.
If you asked your dad to pose, like... That's how your dad would pose.
I love this wonderful account. Have you watched any of his YouTube videos?
I've watched a couple. Yeah, they're mesmerizing.
There's this one I was watching where he was showing this free promo kit that he got for, I don't know, I think it was a pair of Kanye sneakers and or a different rapper. He puts a little warning at the bottom of the screen. These items are not real items because they are not for sale to the general public. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm not doing a very good job describing it. Gentle listener, please at Brad Hall_shoes on Instagram and you will know what we are talking about.
Yeah, he's a gift. He's a freaking gift.
Much like Zach Bagans, I wonder if that's who he is in real life or if he's just playing a part for the likes.
Oh, he's definitely playing a part.
You don't think he's like that in real life?
No, I think he's too self-aware of how amazing he is. I think if he was that person in real life, he wouldn't.
Because he's just so deadpan and so dry. Like, I got new sneakers today. Aren't they cool? Question mark.
Yeah. By the way, do you hear Logie kicking the litter box?
No, I don't. But good for you, boo. You get that fiber.
You okay? He sometimes cries before he poops.
Oh, it's because his
stomach hurts, I think. He's so sweet.
That's what happens to me when I eat watermelon.
I really think you need to go to the doctor. Yeah. So you Googled and it said anal cancer.
Yeah, I'm dying of pancreatic cancer.
And it's like a water blood that's coming out, right?
Yeah, it is. Speaking of pancreatic cancer, did you know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg beat pancreatic cancer?
What?
Yes. I'm going to start an altar and light a candle for her in my office because we need to keep her alive. We need to keep her alive until January.
I know. And she knows it too. Because every time she has to go to the hospital, she's like, but I'm still going to Vote.
I'm going to be here. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. So yeah. I looked up bleeding from the anus. Now, this is from a New Zealand Ministry of Health, but I feel like people are all people. It's not just New Zealanders. Bright red blood may be seen only on toilet paper or in the bowl after a bowel movement, not mixed freely with the bowel motion. Mm. This type of bleeding is usually caused by hemorrhoids or anal fissure.
Okay.
Do you think you have a split in the lining of your anus?
Nothing hurts, but it's a possibility. I don't know. I don't know. Did you know that the early explorers used watermelons as canteens? That's kind of interesting.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, because I just Googled, does watermelon juice come out of your butt? And this really helpful website came up with 10 facts about watermelons.
Watermelons are really nature's bowls. Mm-hmm.
Every part of a watermelon is edible, even the seeds and the rinds.
Okay. Rectal bleeding has many causes.
Okay.
Now, it can occur as the result of a weaker or abnormal area along your digestive tract. Mm. Hemorrhoids are the most common cause of rectal bleeding.
Maybe I have a hemorrhoid, but I don't feel it. I've heard that having a hemorrhoid feels like there's a marble in your butt. Did you know that there are over 12,000 varieties of watermelon grown worldwide?
I did not.
Mm. Yeah, you should know that.
Do you have black tarry stools?
No.
Okay, thank God, because mm-hmm. that could be bleeding in your upper part of your small intestine. Now, I know that you and your husband, things are really tense right now, mm-hmm. and especially like he felt that you were being really selfish. Do you think, though, that you could ask him to take a look and see if you have a hemorrhoid? Would now be a good time or a bad
no,
time?
No, now's a good time. Let me see if he's on a call. Let's see. All right, hang on one second. I'm sorry. All right, come here. Shut the door behind you.
What?
Yeah, hang on. Now, Bethany's not going to be able to hear you.
It's so hot in here.
So I will translate. Okay. I have a question for you.
Hi, Neil. Yes.
She says hi.
Hi, Bethany.
You looking good today, boy.
So Bethany can hear me, but I can't hear her is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have a question for you. Would you be willing to check out my anus to see if I had a hemorrhoid or an anal fissure, because I haven't told you yet, but I'm bleeding from my butt and I'm not sure if it's because I ate too much watermelon.
So that you mean you're not sure if you're bleeding from your butt or if you're leaking watermelon
right
juice?
Just here.
She's bending over and he's looking. He's laughing.
So
yeah, I'm looking.
Are you going to spread my cheeks? Like, should I spread my cheeks? Bethany, can you see my butt?
I'm spreading your cheeks.
Okay, do I have
I can see Neil, though, looking at your butt.
Do I have an anal fissure?
No.
Do I have a hemorrhoid?
No.
Can you see
not even looking, Neil. You're not even looking.
You can see my anus?
Yes, I can look at your whole anus right now.
Is it inflamed?
Is there any eye to brown eye? Oh. It's not inflamed. It looks fine.
Okay.
He didn't even look at it once, Kathleen. He looked at the camera the whole time.
Are you kidding me? You didn't?
No, of course I didn't look at your butthole.
Come on, man.
Kathleen, I don't know what it looks like. I can tell you how to feel for a hemorrhoid.
Kathleen, bend over and put it up to the camera and I will tell you what I see.
Bethany, I've already made that mistake once with my butt pimple and the guy who's fixing my computer, okay? I can't. Wait, you really didn't look at my anus when
I
spread my cheeks for you just now.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, get out of here. You're useless.
He didn't look, not even once.
He didn't?
Nope, not even once.
I spread my cheeks.
He had a panicked look on his face the whole time.
That was a very vulnerable moment for me and he didn't take it seriously.
He didn't meet you where you were at.
I'm not a doctor.
He says he's not a doctor.
You didn't say he was. You just asked him to look to see if you had any fissures or marbles.
Maybe I'll just get an old iPhone and take a picture that way so it doesn't go to my cloud.
Fissures and marbles. Navy beans.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I learned about English historians.
Okay, good.
That was all I had. By the way, I'm texting you a picture right now of your husband looking at your ass. Please hold.
Wait, did he look at my anal?
No, he didn't look at it, not even for a second.
You know, if he had just glanced at my poop chute, he might have saved my life, and now I'll never know.
Or you can, you know, put the chute up to the camera.
Yeah, I guess. I know. All right, let me tell you what I learned this week. Just because you put something on the grill doesn't mean it's going to automatically taste good. I'll tell you why. Tried to grill radishes. Radishes grilled are not so good. Mm-mm. Not good.
I feel like at least you put food on it. By the way, this picture I'm sending you, the look of absolute panic on your face is amazing. Where can people find you on social media?
At WebGirlKathleen on everything. How about you, Bethany?
I am Radio Bethany on Twitter, Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram. You can also find our show on social media.
You can find us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
You can find us on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
Wait, did you email this to me or did you text it to me?
I texted it, but it's taking a really long time.
How large is my butt that it's taking that time to load?
No, it's not your butt. It's because I'm recording. Hold on. I'm going to take a picture with my phone and then hold my phone up to the camera so you can see it.
Okay, thank you.
Now it's taking forever to load. Kathleen, I'm overtaxing my computer.
I'm sorry. We both need new computers and we need to find a cousin who can get us ones that fell off the back of our truck.
Trying to work the system.
You can email us at acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
You can go and find our Facebook, an Acquired Taste Podcast, and the fan group. Find them. They're amazing human beings and they're wonderful.
If you want to send us a voicemail, we listen to those every week. Oh, yeah. Someone yelled at me last week for going off trail. Apparently, it causes erosion in the woods and it's not good. So don't go off trail if you're hiking, gentle listener. You
also will kill yourself because that's when they lose you.
Yes. Yeah, our phone number is 917-994-0353.
What else? You can send us snail mail, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
All right. I guess that's it. I'm done. I need to go squat over a mirror.
I really wish this picture would come through. This is the best I can do. Can you see this? Oh my God. Our show is edited by Charlotte Gartenberg. You can follow her on social media on Twitter at Shargar and on Instagram at lit_fuck. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
Oh God, this ended weird. All right, listeners, thanks for calling in. Hear your voicemails.
Hey, ladies, this is Ashley from Iowa City, Iowa. I just wanted to thank Bethany. I took one of your suggestions and cried in the shower. It was very cathartic. One of my best friends died by suicide this week, and I've been trying really hard to keep it together and finally went ahead and broke down in the shower, and it's definitely what I needed. So thanks, Bethany. And I will definitely be doing that way more often.
Hey, guys. It's Eliza from Ohio. I'm actually calling because the floor is lava. Floor is lava. Sorry, Bethany. You guys were talking about how it's kid-friendly, and I immediately, when he started talking about it, just died laughing because my 9-year-old was watching it with me and she looked at me and she said, "Mommy, I don't want to watch this." And I said, "Why?" She said, "Because the people, they're dying, they're getting hurt. I don't want to watch something where people get hurt because of the amazing editing you guys were talking about." I had to explain to her that it was just TV magic. But I just thought it was really funny hearing it on the podcast. Okay. Love everybody. Bye. Thank you.
Hey, it's Caitlin. I am in the middle of listening to the most recent episode of the podcast, and I had to call in about the hot dog thing. Let me tell you, I had a coworker at my first job ever. I worked outside, and she worked outside. And what she would do, and she was older than me, she would take a hot dog and, like, I don't know if it was cooked or even slightly cooked. I don't remember. But she would wrap it in tinfoil and leave it outside directly in the sun, and that was her lunch. And they used lunch, and that would freak me out, truly. And I guess it cooks in the tinfoil, but it had to be, like, all day outside. And, like, she would, like, we worked at an outside beach, or we worked at a beach together, and she would, like, kind of, like, check on it here and there. But, like, that's what she did every day when I would work with her for lunch. She would pack this hot dog, put it in tinfoil, leave it starting at, like, 8:30 in the morning outside behind her. And then by lunch, around, like, 12:31, she would eat it. And I thought it was so gross. Maybe it's just me and I'm judgmental, but, like, I don't know. I can't be the only one to think that's weird, right?
Hi, ladies. Taste Bud Christina here from Philly. Hope you're both well. I just had to call in because I'm listening to your episode from July 16th, and you're talking about my all-time favorite rom-com, When Harry Met Sally. I literally paused when you were trying to figure out when the spitting or farting, sorry, Bethany, I know you hate that word, sequence was in the movie, and I think I figured it out. Kathleen, you are going to kick yourself for not remembering this. So there's a spitting scene at the very beginning of the movie. You know when Harry and Sally are just starting on their road trip to New York and Harry's eating grapes in the car? He spits the grape seed on Sally's car window and she kind of grimaces at him, so he rolls the window down. I'm pretty sure that's what they're talking about. Anyway, I love you both. Stay happy, stay hydrated, stay awesome. Bye!
Hi, ladies. I just had to call in and share this story. Bethany, I really empathized with your falling up the stairs story. I am in graduate school in a clinical psychology program, and a couple years ago, I had a client I was seeing in the school clinic, and I was leaving to go to a class at the same time he was leaving the clinic, and I could hear him coming. And because sometimes it can be awkward seeing your clients outside of the therapy room, I quickly rushed to make my way up the stairs that are made of this weird concrete unfinished thing. And he was behind me, unfortunately, and I fell up the stairs. My backpack went flying up probably 7 or 8 stairs, and my phone went flying out of my hand, clattering everything. Frankly, I just ate shit. My knee was bleeding and everything, and he rushed over. He's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "I'm fine. I'm fine. It's fine." But actually, I died a little inside.
Hi, bud. This is Nikki, a longtime listener, first-time caller. I just want to say that I'm so excited that I posted in the Facebook group after having some drinks, some a little bit buzzed, but I posted a thing talking about Munchos. I live in Oregon right now. I'm from the East Coast originally, and in Oregon, I can't find any Munchos. Munchos, the chips. Nobody in Oregon has them. So I posted it in the Facebook group, and I have a bunch of people offering to send me some, and I freaking love you guys. I think I'm going to post my address because I really want them, and I can't find them anywhere in Oregon. So thank you for having this group and for having this podcast. I really appreciate you guys. Bethany and Kathleen, I think you guys are amazing, and I listen religiously. I appreciate and love you guys very much. Thank you.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.